News Talk 1620 WTAW, our Friday visit with members of the College Station Police Department. Officer Rhonda Seaton on hand. Have a couple things I want to let listeners know about. One, two things related to a crash that took place on the Earl Rudder Freeway earlier this week. One involving a reminder about the slow down or pull over law, and then the second reminder about accident reconstruction that's going to be taking place this weekend.
Right. Since 2003, actually, we have had this law slow down or change lanes for stopped emergency vehicles. It is the law that if you are approaching an emergency vehicle with lights activated, to either slow down or change lanes. Basically, if you see a police car, fire truck, ambulance with its lights on, you need to slow down anyway because you're approaching something that involves an emergency situation, or they're pulled over or they're in the process of pulling over. So when they activate their lights, it's a signal to everybody around them that something is either happening or about to happen. So you should automatically just slow down so you can be more observant. It'll give you time to react. But the law states that if the vehicle is stopped with its lights activated, the driver must vacate the lane closest to the stopped emergency vehicle. If the roadway has multiple lanes traveling in the same direction, or they must slow down to 20 miles an hour below the speed limit. If the speed limit is below 25 miles an hour, the driver must slow down to 5 miles an hour. And emergency vehicles, again, include police, emergency medical service, and fire vehicles.
Now, will this apply on Sunday when you have your accident reconstruction?
Yes, because we will have emergency vehicles out there with their lights on, alerting people that there are officers up ahead working. And I know that they will have lane closures. So it is possible they're not going to have a choice. You know, they may be directed to a lane, one lane anyway. I'm not really sure how many lanes are going to have to close in order to do this reconstruction. So drivers should plan. You know, the speed limit there is 70 miles an hour. Drivers should plan as they're traveling through that area to travel at a maximum of 50 miles an hour. And it never hurts to slow down a little bit more if you're passing people on the road. And so you don't want to be involved in an accident where, they're very vulnerable. It's a scary feeling when you're an officer out there on the road and people are flying by you at, 70 miles an hour. And so this law is a good thing. It's scary being an officer out on the road when people are going by you at 50 miles an hour. And so you've got to, take into consideration that they're out there, trying to, do their job, and they need for you to watch out for them.
And let's remind listeners where the reconstruction is going to be.
It's going to be on Highway 6. It will be in the area between Harvey Road and University Drive northbound. The exact time, has not been determined yet.
That'll be sometime Sunday morning.
Sometime Sunday morning.
For oncoming traffic that want to enter the freeway from Harvey Road, for instance, almost sounds like maybe better off for them to stay on the service road and get on the freeway at University.
Exactly. If you normally enter the highway right past or just north of Harvey Road, I would just plan on staying on the service road and going up one more section of roadway before you got on the highway.
All right, a couple minutes remaining this evening. You issued a couple of news releases, one really right after the other. I don't know, that sequence, first of all, is about counterfeit money making a reappearance, and then apparently counterfeit checks making a reappearance.
I guess it's been counterfeit week in Bryan College Station. The counterfeit $100 bills, just kind of a reminder that the ones that we have been seeing have the smaller head of Franklin on the bill. And the newer $100 bills, Franklin's head's really big. But the bills that we've been finding, the head is smaller. And the detection pins that merchants normally use to detect counterfeit bills aren't working on these. I mean, they're not showing them to be counterfeit. And so merchants need to use the other tips to figure out whether or not the bills are counterfeit, looking for the fibers in the bills, looking for the thin magnetic strip that are in the bills that you can see if you hold them up to the light. I was also told by one of the Secret Service agents that more often than not now, whenever they are printing these counterfeit bills, they're using inkjet printers, color inkjet printers. So the bills the ink will smear if it gets wet. So that's, real money doesn't smear. You can wash real money and it's going to come out, looking just the same. But on the counterfeit, sometimes the ink will smear if you get it wet.
And then the counterfeit checks.
The counterfeit checks, it seems like it's always around. We've just had a lot of people getting hit lately. Good rule of thumb, if somebody sends you a check and for any reason they ask you to give them money back, to wire them money back, don't do it. Insist that they give you a cashier's check for the exact amount. Give them the check back. Say, no, rather than me sending you back 10%, you send me a check in the exact amount. There is no reason for someone to send you a check and ask for a partial return. They use lots of different methods. They contact people through Craigslist. They, act like they're going to buy items. They act like they want to sell items. eBay, work-at-home classified ads, where the first test is, okay, I'm going to send you a check. Let's see if you know how to properly deposit it. And then you keep 10%. That'll be your first payment and send back the rest. Let's see how you do your financial stuff. They're not going to do that. That's not a legit type of thing. And if you end up, involved in something like that, contact the police department. Don't deposit the check and send them back money, because your bank is required to go ahead and let you have access to those funds. But then what's going to happen in 2 weeks, this check is going to come back to the bank and they're going to take the money out of your account. People are even doing something a little bit different now with the Yahoo Messenger. They will invest a little bit more time in establishing a relationship with the victim, maybe a couple of weeks, maybe even a couple of months. And then at some point, they will ask this person who has now gained their trust to cash a check for them. I don't have a bank. I'm in another country. I don't trust banks, but I need some money. Can you deposit this check that I got and send me back X amount? Don't do it. There's so many variations of the fake check scams. And you can actually go to the police department website. We have the press release on the website, and I'm sure you have it on your website also. And look at all the different things that they use and all the different claims that they make, and just make sure that you don't fall victim.
In fact, it would be an interesting reaction if you tell them, you can use the new bank on Brazos Valley service if you don't have a bank account.
Sure.
And see what their reaction is.
Exactly. But there is, no legitimate reason for someone to send you a check, tell you that you can keep a percentage of it, and send the rest back to them. And the main problem is that once it all boils down to it, even though it may originate in the United States, in the long run, we find that it all goes back to an IP address that is overseas, and we don't have the resources to be able to deal in overseas IP addresses.
Usually the victims are older, so if you happen to be a child or grandchild, stay close to your family and let them be a part of their lives so that perhaps you could also help them perhaps avoid a tragedy like that.
And educate your college students, because lots of times they're, kids are naive, and they need money. And so, this sounds like a good, easy way to get money. So educate your college students and take care of your elderly family and friends.
All right. All very good advice, and hopefully something that you'll have in the back of your head when trouble comes along, if it comes along at some point. As always, appreciate the visit.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Rhonda Seaton with the College Station Police Department with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.